And now, Lifestyles Unlimited presents the Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Over the next hour, we unfold your map to financial freedom. You'll learn how to retire through investing in single-family and multifamily real estate. You'll learn how to create cash flow and build wealth so you can have the time and money to live the lifestyle you want.
Welcome to the show. My name is Al Gordon, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom. It's a weird term today because I've asked Robin to join me on today's show because we want to get inside of her mind. We want to get inside of her head. We want to understand what she used to do for a living, and then we want to understand what she was doing for retirement, and then we want to understand what went wrong. And then as part of the course of the conversation, we're going to find out that she actually decided to start investing in something called real estate, and not just any kind of real estate, income producing residential properties. That's what she invests in. And ironically, let me just tell you what I'm looking at. I mean, I don't think it's ironic at all. I think that what I am looking at right now is something called success. Let me bring you into the fold of what my mind is thinking about. Robin, who's my guest today, by the way, Robin sent me some photos of her and her husband in different parts of the world. Now, there's one photo where they're standing in front of what looks like a glacier, so I'm just going to guess and say maybe they're in Alaska. There's another photo where they're standing in front of the New York Steakhouse, except that's not New York. That looks like a European city to me. There's another picture where they're hanging out in a place called Roatan in Honduras. Another picture where they're having, well, I'm assuming it's hot chocolate. There might be something a little bit more in that glass, but it's a wintertime festival they're attending. And then there's another picture where they're just hanging out in a plane, but it's not coach class, it's first class. So what I'm trying to convey to you is that Robin has cracked the code on living a lifestyle. And when you become a Lifestyles Unlimited member, what we want you to eventually do is to crack the code on living a lifestyle. Now, there's something that you have to do before you achieve that lifestyle status. What you have to do is you have to retire yourself from whatever it is you're doing for a living. And that's part of the equation at Lifestyles Unlimited. We are designed to help you retire yourself in 5 years or less. Some people need a little less time. Some people need a little more time. We'll ask Robin how much time it took her. But more importantly, what you're going to find out about Robin and her husband is that they are currently traveling extensively. They take a trip at least every month. They focus more time on staying healthy, which I think is very important. And they spend time doing the things that they love. So with no further ado, let me bring Robin onto the show. Robin, how are you today? It's nice to have you on my show.
Hi, Al. Thanks for letting me be on the show. I'm just smiling as you're talking about all those places. And I think I could only send like five pictures. And, you know, the ones you highlight, I was thinking, man, we went so many more places. I'm going to have to count how many countries I've been to since I've been, you know, financially free and free of corporate America, because it's probably like close to 50 different countries.
Holy smokes. You guys are, so when I said you guys are traveling at least once a month, I was not lying to the audience, was I?
No. Once a month, we go for several weeks. Sometimes it overlaps months. And yeah, we've taken the opportunity to just fill all the white space on the calendar and say, hey, where haven't we been? And where have we been? Where do we want to go? When do we want to go? And, you know, we book our trips like a year out. So, yeah, we're just living the lifestyle.
So you guys are kind of like full-time vacationers. I mean, do you even spend time at your home?
Well, we're home now. So we're doing a transatlantic cruise. We've really discovered cruising, and we love cruising because – you know, you just get on a cruise ship and go everywhere. And so we're doing a transatlantic from Barcelona to Port Canaveral. So there's a couple places in the Canary Islands we haven't been to. We're going to go to. That'll be fun. Never been to Bermuda, so we go there. That'll be fun. But, yeah, every month.
How long is that cruise? Is that like, you know, a 10-day, or does that take more time?
It's I think it's 14 days, maybe 15, 14 or 15 days. But we'll fly in early. You know, I love Barcelona, and, you know, I was able to get us tickets to the Sagrada Familia, the church there, Gaudi's church. So that's going to be fun because I've been around that church, but I've never been able to get in the church. I didn't realize you have to get your tickets like 6 weeks in advance. So we're going to take more time to explore and see some of the things we didn't get to experience the first time.
So let me just ask the question I know that's on everybody's mind. Are you concerned about money?
Absolutely not. Not at all.
Why is that?
I haven't been, well, because I invest passively in multifamily apartment communities that have more than replaced my corporate income, which was, you know, the low 200K. So as long as I have what I used to have and then some, not worried at all. And I'll continue to invest to just keep building that net worth.
How many multifamily communities are you currently invested in?
Currently, right now, with one that just sold last month, we have 17 properties at 2378 doors.
And that's enough to fuel the lifestyle that you're living currently?
Correct.
So, Robin, let me take you all the way back to high school. Is that okay to do?
Sure.
What message did you hear in high school regarding how to become a successful person in the United States of America?
Okay, yeah, good, excellent question. I mean, like everybody, brainwashed, go to school, get good grades. I graduated high school with honors. I think my GPA was 3.94. You know, I just know it off the top of my head. You know, get into college. Well, I joined the military 3 days after high school graduation. Again, work really hard. The way to go up is to get more education and get certification. So I collected a couple of bachelor's degrees, well, associate degrees, bachelor's degrees. I got my master's degree, got a bunch of certifications, you know, spent 20 years in the Air Force serving the country all over the world, working in high tech, you know, classified environments, and then got out and started working in corporate America. Excellent job, excellent pay. Tremendous amount of work, and then one day I discovered lifestyles, yay, and said, you know, this isn't working. You know, my health was deteriorating, I was gaining weight, I had a stroke, the stress and pressure of corporate America was too much, and then as fate would have it, I was terminated while I was in I was in the Czech Republic in December of 22. And I got an email saying my access was terminated, and that was the first day for the rest of my life to be free, and we've been living the lifestyle ever since.
Wow, that's amazing. I mean, you're hanging out in Czechoslovakia, and you're on the employer's dime, right? And then all of a sudden, yeah. you get notified that, hey, you're done, you're out. I mean, did they even bother to fly you home, or did you have to take your letter on your own?
And it was over the Christmas break. There's a lot of drama around that. And, you know, some of my coworkers were like, you should have filed a whatever the lawsuit is for, like, wrongful termination and stuff. You should just, you know, a little dig. And I'm like, you know what? They did me a favor. I'm so glad to be gone. It was what I needed to do anyway. And the fact that we started investing with lifestyles in multifamily apartment communities in 2017, fast forward 3 years, I kind of skipped over that. And in like 2020, 2021, had already replaced my corporate income. And, you know, we were just continuing to reinvest, and we had that money coming in. And I think that first quarter of 2023, where I was like, wow, what do I do with my life? And I think passive incomes from multifamily, we had an apartment complex sell. And that first quarter, I had already made like what I would have made annually in my salary, which was, you know, low 200. So 200K. So for the first time ever, January of 2023, I could go to Hawaii because we go several times a year, go to Maui for a couple of weeks and never have to tote a laptop, no 3 a.m., 4 a.m. conference calls. And any of your listeners who work for corporate America, you know how that is, that 12-hour day that starts oh dark early and goes way late. I said goodbye to all that and so happy. So stress-free from that point on.
So it Now, you joined Lifestyles Unlimited in 2017. What again was the rationale for doing that?
Well, we had invested in some single family homes, and we did everything wrong, right? We paid all cash. They were out of state. We had, I'll describe it as inferior property management. You know, we know what we should have done right. And, you know, like tenant screening, you know, make sure your residents can pay the rent. And they were costing us too much money, you know, and they were contained in a self-directed IRA. So there was no leverage. We went to one of the case studies, and it just opened our eyes to the right way, you know, seeing real examples of how to do everything right. And, you know, everybody had that same path going, oh, yeah, I did everything wrong before I went to Lifestyles. And, you know, so I was kind of beating up myself about how many bad mistakes I made. But, okay, the only thing you can do now is use that education and move on and make the right choices. And so we stopped investing in single families. In fact, we sold those. And now, you know, we started investing in multifamilies in 2017. And that's all we've done. So we're just passively investing in multifamilies.
Where did you get all of the money that you used for investment? I mean, was it sitting in a jar in your backyard? Was it under the mattress? Where did it come from?
Like most people, you know, we subscribe to Dave Ramsey, right? Be debt free, you know, have savings that are, you know, 6 months of your expenses, save for the what if, the rainy day fund. And so we had some cash and, you know, minimal debt. And we also had 401ks and IRAs, and we sold off some of those single families we had, took that money. That was some of our money. We pulled money. Well, we don't even have an IRA or 401k anymore. So we pulled all that money, redeployed it. We also had a mortgage that was free and clear, you know, paid off mortgage, and that was, you know, debt equity, dumb. So we did a cash out refi to pull some cash there. And then savings, you know, we got to the point where Eric's like, do we really need $50,000 in savings? You know, that money's just sitting there. It doesn't make any money. And so it's like, you're right. How much money do we really need to keep in that rainy day fund? And, you know, so that's where the money came from.
How much money did you amass in order to start the investment journey?
The first deal, so we joined in May of 2017. We got into our first deal in December of 2017. And we wanted to allow enough time to become educated, right? Excellent education with Lifestyles, learning the methodology, like what's the right way, understanding multifamily syndications, how do you read financial statements, and how do you evaluate properties to make sure it's a good deal. So that it took us about 6 months. And that first deal, we put in $25,000. And, you know, we could have done more. You know, Dell says it, you say it, you probably only invest what you feel comfortable losing or giving away. And at that point, we just had to, you know, get some confidence and feel comfortable giving, you know, a chunk of money to somebody we didn't really know very well. So, you know, ironically, that property, we still own it. It had a full cycle, like cash out refi in early 2020. So we were already at 110% return of our initial investment right away. So that first year, we, you know, 6 months to educate and invest, and then the next year we really ratcheted it up. When I say ratcheted it up, let me look at my spreadsheet. I'm the queen of spreadsheet. In 2018, then we invested $375,000. So quite a lot. We just started pulling money that we had stashed and what we could get to.
Yeah, I think that's amazing. I mean, you're describing the whole concept of belief. You believe in what you're doing. When we come back from the break, we're going to get back inside of Robin's mind. Stick around.
Got questions? Call Lifestyles Unlimited at 855-497-4335. The Real Estate Investor Radio Show continues next.
Are you caught in the hamster wheel of life, day in and day out, looking for a new solution? Well, today you can take action to retire in 5 years or less. How? passive income through real estate investing. And the team to help you? Lifestyles Unlimited. For more than 33 years, our team of successful educators and mentors teach folks just like you the roadmap to retirement through real estate. Learn from the best, Lifestyles Unlimited. Known for the systems and support to help you real estate retire, just like Chad and Lisa.
Having the consulting team, having other avenues within your whole system, you know, is what's made y'all successful. Everyone is there to guide you to be successful. So it's just up to you to get off your butt and do it.
Do it. Take action today with this introductory offer. 2 years for $297. The Lifestyles Unlimited Financial Freedom Program. Go to GiveMeTotalFreedom.com. GiveMeTotalFreedom.com. Enter code 2024. Join and learn with Lifestyles Unlimited at GiveMeTotalFreedom.com. Code 2024.
Creating the lifestyle you've always wanted. You're hearing Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Welcome back to the second half of the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. My name is Al Gordon. I have Robin joining me today, and together we have over 47 years of combined experience serving our country. What do I mean by that? Well, I spent 27 years in the United States Army. Robin spent 20 years in the United States Air Force. We both proudly served our nation. But ironically, when we got to that point of retirement, we could not live off of the pension. I mean, is that a fair statement for you, Robin?
Oh, absolutely. You know, I laugh. My first paycheck in the Air Force, and this was after I got to my first duty station. Like, it's funny how you remember this. I got paid $517 a month.
And that was like gone the Monday after, right?
Well, you know, I probably lived in the dorm then, had a meal pass, right, to eat in the dining facility. I think you guys call it a mess hall. And when I ate in my first Army mess hall, now I know why. We have a dining facility where we can order our cook-to-order breakfast, right? I would like my eggs white scrambled. You know what I mean? It's way different day and night.
Yeah, it definitely is. I mean, you walk into an Army mess hall and you get a tray, and then you get to choose whatever swell is sitting behind the splash guard. And yeah, you're lucky if they make you eggs.
Yeah, they're putting everything on the tray and just hand it back to you. You're like, wait, I didn't want all that.
Yeah, I'm probably going to get some emails from some veterans going, yeah, you're so spot on. But if you want to send me an email regarding, you know, your military experiences, you can send it to me at askal@luinc.com. I will read it. I will respond to it. Nobody else does that. But let me get back to Robin and the point that I'm making with regards to that pension. You still earn that pension. I still earn that pension. It is a benefit for the time and service that we put into. We couldn't live off of that pension. So what did it cause you to do? I mean, you obviously had to get back into the workforce, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, right after I retired from the Air Force, I joined a company that's no longer in business, but it was an IT company. And so I started my career in corporate America. And then the company I was working for, bought and sold several times, and Fortune 50 company, so nothing small. It was a big corporation, and yeah, so worked hard, and we tried to live debt free. You know, we used to say we were poor military. You know, Eric and I, poor military, and so we made big money for the first time in our lives because we both worked in corporate America, and but you quickly realize that money, it's, you can't build that pile of cash because one day that money stops, your W-2 income stops. So you need to have that passive income to replace it. And so that was our goal right after we joined. All right, how quickly can I get to, you know, what amount of money we need to pay all our monthly expenses? Aside from military retirement, forget about any of that. You know, Dell's rule of thumb is, you know, 10%. So if you want 100K, you need to invest $1 million. And so that was our initial goal. It's like, well, if we can get to $1 million, 100K on average, we still have our military. Okay, we'll be better than good. And so that's what we did.
So did Eric serve also, or did you meet him after the military?
No. He also served 20 years. He was an air traffic controller. I was the computer operator.
How'd you guys meet?
We met in Camp Red Cloud, Korea. And
oh, my goodness.
Up on the DMZ.
Yeah.
So, yeah, his career field was overmanned. Like, he wasn't an air traffic controller then. So they had him as a lifeguard. He was, you know, he was water safety instructor, so he had to go around Korea and teach people life-saving techniques and CPR and stuff. But let's be clear, he was a lifeguard for the summer months, and it's kind of a laugh.
Join the Air Force and be a lifeguard, huh? That is kind of funny.
It was just 1 year, and, you know, if he didn't want to go to work, he'd say, oh, there must be a biohazard at the pool. We're going to close it today.
Oh, yeah, my goodness.
Fun time. So it's like a million years ago. But we just had an anniversary. We've been married 33 years.
Congratulations. That's an amazing milestone.
Yeah, it took him 4 years for me to tell him I'd marry him because I was like, yeah, no. So from when we met to when we got married was 4 years.
So you guys have actually been together for 37 years and you still love each other very much.
Yeah. Well, he's my best friend. You know,
that's awesome.
Yeah, people, you know, I listen to the radio and people get tired of each other when they're not working. And my husband's like, man, I'm so happy to have my wife all to myself. We can, like, I don't have to be, like, on the back burner while she's on a conference call or on her laptop working and half listening, you know, to him.
So which one of you discovered Lifestyles Unlimited?
We did it at the same time. We actually had a friend who introduced us to Lifestyles, and we were living in San Antonio then. Like, now we're out in Rockwall, east of Dallas. But we were living in San Antonio, and we went to a case study on a Thursday night, and everything we heard was like, wow, this is absolutely what we need to do. So we signed up to go to a free workshop, and actually in 2017, the workshop was on my birthday, March 9th. And so went to that workshop, signed up for the Financial Freedom program, you know, to go to the 2-day. But with my work commitment, I was going out to Washington, D.C. Actually, I was managing cybersecurity for the Navy, Navy portfolio. So I would go out to Washington Navy Yard every week and flying out to D.C. So we didn't get to the 2-day till like May of that year. And then, like I mentioned, it was about 6 months for us to really get comfortable and understanding terms and really know what we were doing to start, you know, offloading significant amounts of cash into passive investments.
Now, you pointed out earlier in the show that you're the holder of multiple degrees. You've got an associate's degree, a couple of bachelor's degree, a master's degree. So, I mean, let's admit that you're a highly educated person. When you went to the 16-hour financial freedom seminar, did you go in there with an open mind, or did you go in there with the thought that what can they teach me that I don't already know?
Well, you don't know what you don't know till you know it. And I'm always open to learn new things because I know I don't know everything. In fact, all of my teams, I always hire smart people because I'm like, I don't want to have to be the one that knows everything.
Have you sized yourself for a property yet?
If I did an IRO, I would probably do less than 50 units. I'd want to self-manage. I think we could probably take on that much just based on you know, how much money we can afford, right? You can't get a loan larger than your net worth. So we're like at just over 3 million. So I think that would price me at like about maybe a 30 unit.
Yeah. Curtis Ames, one of our mentors at Lifestyles Unlimited, he likes to promote the concept that you should get as big of a property as possible. So, you know, for those of us that are looking to do the IRO route or the lead investor route, one of the things that we're able to do is understand that we're limited as an IRO, but if we do take the lead route, we can leverage other people's money, other members of Lifestyles Unlimited, and that can give us a bigger property and give us some great economies of scale. What are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, that's exactly right. I mean, I love Curtis. I listen to him all the time and always want to pick his brain when I see him at events. But yeah, that's it. I mean, I could probably limit the risk, right, or spread the risk by a syndication. But again, then I take on that ownership of other people's money, OPM, that I might want to experiment with my, you know, build the confidence and experience with my own money first.
So I think that's an excellent way to start, because if you have in the back of your mind, if you have a concern about something that you haven't resolved, you've got an outlet. In other words, just be the IRO, just worry about your money. And even though it might take a little bit more of your personal time, it's going to build you up and it's going to give you all that real-time experience that you desire, so that if you do decide to transition to become a lead investor, in other words, for the people listening that don't understand lifestyles terminology, that would be a syndicator of a real estate asset. You would be right where you want to be. Is that a fair statement?
Yeah, that's absolutely right. And you know, I have a cliche running through my head all the time. One of Dell's multifamily real estate investors, when we're looking at multifamily properties during the acquisition road trips, and she said, "What else can you do this year and make $1 million?" And that resonates in my brain all the time. It echoes. What else could, you know, so when I look at properties as an IRO, what else could you do this year and make $1 million? Like, well, you know, then you look at the size of the property. What can you do to stabilize it? You know, then you go get a refinanced, you know, you refinance out that equity and there's $1 million.
Yeah, it's all about focusing on the income of that asset and then increasing that income. I mean, and all you really want to do is increase the asset income by 10% while controlling the expenses, because you get some great results by doing that, right?
Yep. Yeah, and you learn that with lifestyles, right? How to manage a property, you know, successfully. How do you stabilize it? How do you upgrade it and build those things that increase your net operating income or NOI? And it's small, and you learn that. I mean, there's 20 some ways that lifestyles says you can, you know, implement to increase NOI. So yeah, and I learned from other lifestyles leads, like what did they do? And the case studies are an excellent place to learn that, because they talk about it, they show you the numbers, and it's impactful. And it gives you the confidence just hearing other people do it, going, oh, I can do that.
What are you and Eric doing for legacy planning? I mean, is that part of what your objectives are right now?
It is. We have 4 kids, and so we have one daughter who is a preferred investor group member. So they're in one syndication, I think, right now. And, you know, we want them to learn from us, or, you know, come to lifestyles, you know, and learn, but we know one day all this is going to be theirs. So we try to educate them on what we have, you know, because, you know, unfortunately, a couple of our members have passed, you know, in recent months and even years. And oftentimes the family have no idea how much they've amassed, you know, they don't even understand like where the properties are. So I have lots of documentation spreadsheets that I'm trying to just educate our family on, so that they know, like, if dad and I are gone, this is what you got. And, you know, we say we're on the SKI program, which is spending kids' inheritance. You know, ideally we would die broke, but we're not going to do that. But we learned that term from some of our travel companions that we've met on some of our trips. And we're like, the SKI program. Oh yeah, spending kids' inheritance. And, you know, we're going to live our lifestyle and we're going to go enjoy life, but there's going to be money, you know, there's going to be assets for our kids when we're gone. We just want to make sure we've educated them on what we've got. You know, we'd like them to follow our footsteps and do the same thing. And, you know, but they have to be in a place financially where they can start doing that.
Are they all bought in, or do you just have one that's bought in?
Only one. So the other ones have other issues in their lives, you know, but just like your friends, you know, you try to talk to your friends about lifestyle or, you know, lifestyles and passive income. They either get it or they don't. They want to listen or they don't. So I don't push it on them.
Well, Robin, I want to thank you very much for coming on today's show. I really appreciate the information you've shared with not only me, but the entire listening audience. And I think you've made a difference in somebody's life. And for you veterans out there, especially those of you that are serving, Robin and I stand as a testament that no matter what you do, even if you choose to retire from the military or you choose to separate early, there are opportunities out there for you, specifically with real estate investing, that can get you to a place of retirement in 5 years or less, because that pension, well, that pension's just not going to do it for you. If you want to do what Robin's doing, you want to do what I'm doing, go to lifestylesunlimited.com, sign up for a free workshop, and let's get you going.
Thank you. you for listening to Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. We want to meet you as well. Sign up for a free workshop at lifestylesunlimited.com. Until next time, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the hosts, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.